Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The Two Johnnies podcast series on catfishing has, as you may know, attracted enormous attention. And while the practice normally involves a person adopting a made-up online persona, Aoife Howard Ring experienced a variation of this in 2017 when someone set up an Instagram account pretending to be her. But it's never really been clear why this happened. Aoife, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are we?
We're grand. Let's kind of start at the beginning of this. When did you open your own Instagram account?
That's going back a good bit. I would imagine when Instagram started at first. I know my Facebook is 2009 or something, so probably shortly thereafter, whenever that became a thing, but a long time ago.
Right, okay. And then, and in that interim period, you know, since you opened your own Instagram account, you put up the normal kinds of pictures, wedding pictures, that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah. And I would have had, maybe I would have had an open account at some stage. It was kind of before we had any forewarning of what social media was going to become. It was all very innocent and everything. So I probably had an open account for some stage and then a closed account. But just general day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Very mundane.
So in 2017 is when you discovered this other account, and how mm-hmm. did you discover that?
Yeah, so back in 2017, I started a new job and went out for lunch with my new work colleagues and chit-chatting and sharing, you know, oh, I'll add you on Facebook or I'll add you on Instagram or whatever it might be. And one of the girls I work with went to add me and she said, oh, is this your account? And I looked at it and I kind of had to take a double take because it was my name and it was my picture, but it wasn't my profile picture that I have and it wasn't the handle that I had. And I was a bit confused. And honestly, initially, I kind of thought, well, maybe I've changed my profile picture and I've totally forgotten that I've done this, or I was trying to make sense of it. So it was an account with my name and my picture, but it wasn't me, even though it was. That makes any sense.
Yes. And so when you tried to have a look at it, it was a closed account.
So she showed it to me and then I went on my phone and I looked it up and there was nothing to be seen. And like, obviously I'm in a new job, came back from lunch, sat at the desk and I'm still mulling it over. And you're trying to kind of brush it off because you're in a new job and you're going to say, you know, they're going to be thinking, what's this one on about? You know, she has this account and she's saying it's not hers. So I looked it up. I texted my husband. Well, he wasn't my husband yet, my partner at the time, and said, would you look this up and just see, like, is there another account with my name on it? And he's like, no, there's nothing. Now, he wouldn't be into social media, so kind of thought I was a bit mad. But there was nothing. And we were like, what's going on here? But I suppose as it transpired, the fake account had blocked both my husband and I. So we were never going to see the account unless the third party had looked for me and then seen the two different accounts come up, real me and fake me. So so that's what alerted us to it initially.
And so then were you able to glean any information from this fake account, as in like who was following it, who was interacting with it?
No, and I suppose because I was in a new job, I was trying to be kind of covert and not make a big deal. But so the person who looked it up and saw it, like, she was quite understanding, obviously. And she said, look, I'll add this person and we'll see if they'll accept me because they have no reason to think you'll know me And it won't raise any suspicion. And I won't bother adding the real account you have. It's all very, you know, cloak and dagger and strange. But so what she did was she tried to add it. They didn't accept her, but she took a screenshot and sent it to me. And I could see that the person I was working with and this fake account had someone in common, which was this makeup academy in Cork City. And I was becoming a little bit obsessional because I was like, I could see that they had over 100 posts as me. And I was going, what in the name of God are they posting? So I actually, in a moment of madness, I drove into the makeup academy. This is a couple of weeks later because I was still mulling it over. And I explained myself to this poor creator behind the counter who must have thought I was for the birds. But in fairness, she let me sit down at her computer and log in as her and look through because she was friends with this fake account. And I was able to see everything they had been posted. And I actually nearly dropped because for over a year and a half, they had been posting as me using my pictures they had taken from my real account, but put new captions to it, but with my name. And like, I suppose I quickly gleaned through it. I couldn't take up this lady's time too much, but I could see I took photos of everything on her computer and I tried to see, did I know anyone in common? And there was one person who I did know from a past job I had, and I reached out to her and she was even like, are you the real Aoife? And I was like, I am, I'm the real one. But anyway, we met up and she gave me her login, so then I was able to freely access this fake account and look at it through this person's other account. It's all very confusing, but yeah. So I was able to see then what they were posting and like really go through it and drill down into it in detail. And like, I had gotten married the year previous, so the account had been active for about 18 months. They had a countdown to my wedding as me. They had wished my husband a happy my then husband. So it was like happy 30th birthday to my now husband, and like a collage of photos of us together. And they had like 3 month anniversary. And like, what I found bizarre, so we got married at Christmas time and then we went away to Canada for our honeymoon. They on their Christmas day logged in as fake me and posted a picture of us on honeymoon saying, you know, no better place to spend Christmas, honeymoon in the Rockies or whatever. But I was like, this person is posting on their Christmas day, like, oh, I must log in there now and pretend to be Aoife again. Like, it just,
that's so bizarre.
My mind.
Did the makeup academy that you went to first, did they give any indication as to why they had followed fake Aoife?
No. And so I was kind of probably a bit sheepish and I was a bit mortified, really. I was kind of just embarrassed that this had happened because I was thinking this must be someone who knows me or what's it all about. So I was just more grateful that they let me log in. And she was busy. She was actually doing an exam, side story, but she was doing an exam tutorial thing with students. So she didn't have time to spend with me. And I didn't want to overstep. So I was just very grateful that she let me look at it. So I didn't push it.
You just turn up and say, I know this sounds mad, but
brilliant
piece of detective work. Now, when you had the time to look through all the posts, like for someone who maybe didn't know you and didn't know fake Aoife, were they fairly similar?
Yeah, like there was, I'd say 70% of me. And then they had a smattering of like quotes and odd posts, like, you know, a picture of a blue sky saying stuck in work, wish I was out. They weren't my pictures they were using. And I had another moment of madness where they posted pictures of cocktails and said great night out, you know, whatever, and tagged themselves in a bar. And I actually hopped in the car and drove in to see if I'd recognize anyone inside in the bar that night. And again, moment of madness, said it to the bartender. He thought I was for the birds, but in fairness, took compassion. And he was like, I haven't made those cocktails since last week. He's like, I've been on every night. So that's an old picture. So I just don't know. But I suppose what concerned me was there was people commenting on these pictures, you know, like in the countdown to our wedding saying, can't wait to celebrate with you. And I was like, who is that person? Like, that's not someone I know that's going to be celebrating our wedding with us. So that the more I drilled into it, there seemed to be a network of these fake accounts and they were all speaking to one another and liking the posts. And
they're pretending they know fake Aoife and they're pretending they're going to fake Aoife's wedding.
Bizarre.
That's so strange.
So strange. And I went to the guards and the guards were like really actually very nice. I think I got fortunate that I met a young guard who understood the social media sphere some bit. And he just couldn't make head nor tail. And like this is before like influencers were influencers. They were there, but not in the way they are nowadays. And it was like, but you're in the nicest possible way. It was like, but you're nobody. I was like, I know. Like, why would anyone want to be me? It made no sense. But When I spent hours mulling over this and I got a bit paranoid about it, but like they had liked, the more I looked, that they had liked really inappropriate images as me and liked things that didn't have very nice messages to do with women and sexually inappropriate things. And I just, there was a dark side to it. And I just wondered, were they using this believable account? And I don't know. You see, they could have been messaging people as me. They could have been, you know, I don't know. I just don't know what they did.
And those inappropriate messages, did maybe, was it a man, do you think, perhaps?
I don't know. But
yeah,
it was a very sexually explicit female images.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Make what you will of that.
Yeah.
But, do you think
they knew you or they know you?
I see. And that was another thing. Like, it took me a while. So this is 2017. There was a good couple of years there where I was totally paranoid. And like, I started thinking, okay, is it someone in my friend's group? Like, why would they do this? Or why would someone do this? And I started doing, I started trying to bait them before I confront them. I started trying to bait them and I started posting stuff online and limiting it to one person in my friend group. And doing like 20 of these for 20 different people and waiting to see would it appear in the fake account then. But I suppose, and it never did, but my time was finite with the other person's login. Like, I was logging in so I could see all their messages and they have a verified account. So the person who gave me their login, and I just felt, you know, I was out overstepping. This went on for about 3 months. So I kind of went, I just need to put it into this because it's kind of, I'm losing sleep over it. And there kind of was no legal avenue to go down. Like, there was no way of getting it. Like, I emailed, I think was Meta a thing then, but I emailed Instagram, Facebook, like whatever their agencies are to manage this kind of thing. And I just got no satisfaction out of it. And there was no way of, like, the guards were like, there's no threat being made to you. You know, there's no danger to your life or anything in it. They just couldn't find a way to chase it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there just wasn't anything to do. So,
and all the images were taken from your Instagram account. They weren't taking stuff from, say, Facebook or anything like
they
that.
They were Facebook,
oh.
I think. Yeah, they were Facebook. And there were some of them crossed over to Instagram, but majority were Facebook.
That's so weird. Is it still operating, do you know?
Well, see, now this is it. So I would be fairly good at interpreting kind of legal jargon and stuff. So I put together, and this is where it gets real ridiculous, but I actually made another fake EFA account because I couldn't communicate with this fake account because I was blocked. The only way I could get to them was through an account that wasn't blocked, and I didn't want to use any of the accounts that I had logins for because that wasn't me. So I created another account with my name that wouldn't have been blocked. And I, like, all my friends said to me, oh my God, there's another one. I was like, no, it's okay. It's me. Because that was the only way I could message them. And I sent them a really long, well-considered message quoting all the different, I've forgotten it all now. I have screenshots of it, legal jargon about, you know, infringement and what they were doing and that I'd been monitoring them for the 18 months. And I shared screenshots of what I'd seen of what they'd liked, the inappropriate images and the countdowns to the wedding. And it just went dark. Within about 3 minutes, the account went unavailable, and who knows. But like, there's nothing to say they wouldn't do it again, and I'm blocked.
No.
Like, there's nothing to say you don't have a fake account, and you've been, you know, they go through your friends list, block all your friends, and no one in your circle will ever know that that's out there then, unless you start a new job or whatever it is that somebody indiscriminate looks you up and finds it. So who knows? But sorry, go on.
Yeah, like, I know it was 2017 this all first started, but like,
yeah.
Is it hard to get over it? It would drive me bonkers. It really would.
It drove me berserk. And like, I suppose a lot of people didn't really get the significance of it. They were like, I don't get it. And they're like, most people were like trying to really kindly say to me, but you're not, you're not important, but you know, it's not like I'm a celebrity or I'm a this or I'm a that. Like, they were like, but why would someone? I was like, I don't know. And it did really affect me because then I was thinking, is it someone I know or someone within my friends group or, but who knows? And like, those other fake networks of accounts that were speaking to each other, like, they very well were other people who didn't know that their images and names had been taken
and
were being used as well.
Because it is kind of violating in a way, even if they're not being abusive, but it is. Yeah.
Totally. And like they shared images from my wedding with my family in it and with, you know, minors in it that were attending my wedding. And I didn't like that their images were associated with this account that was then going on to like these inappropriate images or make inappropriate comments, you know, that was all associated. And I would have hated to think that, like, you know, someone locally might have been approached by this fake account saying horrible things, and then they have this idea or perception that it was me that had said them. Like, that drove me crazy as well. That, you know, who knows? So, yeah. And like, even like yesterday, you know, when your researchers reached out, there was a bit of me that kind of went, is this them? You know, like, you do get a little bit paranoid.
Oh, you're God,
like, yeah. You know, you're like, oh, sure, who? It could be anyone. And like, I was like, maybe they've seen, because I've done posts on TikTok in the last week just because I heard about the GA catfish and people were marking themselves safe because they were like, oh, no one's going to copy me. You know, I'm nobody. I'm not an influencer. I'm not gorgeous. I'm not GA or whatever. I was like, they can. Like, they will. And it's not just the one person that did this to the GA crew. You know, there's plenty of it out there, obviously. And they'll block you. You won't know that they've done this.
Are you a bit reticent now to put things on social media yourself?
I was. And like, I obviously got married that year. I've had kids since. I wouldn't put my kids online. Like, I'm just very cautious about what I would post and what I would share. But then, you know, a part of me got to a point where it was like, that's the world we live in. You know, am I going to allow this to dictate? But I am still very, very cautious about what I might share.
Yeah, very understandable. That was the real Aoife Howard Ring. Aoife, thanks a million for talking to us today.
No worries. Thanks so much, Tourlou.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.